Welcome to The Pet Show with Jimmy Jelinek and Dennis Quaid.
This is a story about a cat named Dennis Quaid. It's a feel-good story that has touched the hearts of millions of people around the world. Somehow or some way, the universe decided what the world needed was something nice and something pure as a counterweight to the current sadness that surrounds us all the time. And yes, we changed his life, took him from death row to a mansion in West LA. But along the way, he changed our lives even more.
Dennis Quaid is just one of many pets that need a home. You can find the right fit for you or more about Dennis on our website. Right, I look at the TV. Dennis Quaid, let us know. That is just so funny. We hope he...
So that's exactly what we decided to do. That clip of Dennis Quaid the cat went up on the WSLS NBC Roanoke website, and from there triggered a Google News alert on the actor Dennis Quaid that we have set for him here at Audio Up, where he hosts his own podcast, The Denissance, sleazy plug alert, as well as being my co-host on The Pet Show. Anyway, someone saw it and texted me on a Saturday morning, and it became immediately apparent that we were dealing with one of those perfect storm, once-in-a-decade-like media moments, while also being able to do something good for a change. So after sending 3 emails and making 2 separate calls to Lynchburg Humane on behalf of Dennis Quaid the human, who wanted to adopt Dennis Quaid the cat, we finally hit pay dirt, and we were able to set up a Zoom call between the 2 Dennises a few days later. Here we are speaking with Danielle Ulmer, the adoption coordinator of the Lynchburg Humane Society, along with Dennis the cat.
Hi, how are you? I'm Jimmy.
Hey.
And this is Dennis here.
Hey.
Nice to meet you. My name's Danielle.
Hi, Danielle. Nice to meet you. Thank you so much for organizing all this. We're excited to meet Dennis's namesake here.
Nice to meet you. Huge fan.
Good to see you too.
Now let me ask you a question. When was there somebody in the shelter who was a Dennis Quaid fan who decided to name these cats Dennis Quaid?
Yeah, so we try really hard to have new names for all of our pets that come in. We intake about 4,000 a year, so we try to get pretty creative. So a lot of the times we'll go like, oh, we just watched this movie, so we'll name them after like characters or actors or just, you know, people like celebrities that we really like. And this guy happened to get Dennis Quaid's name.
Really? Was there a personality trait that he had?
I think probably it was just like, he's very just friendly, and they were just like big fans of, I mean, we're all pretty big fans of you. So we were all like, oh yeah, Dennis Quaid would be a great name for him.
I feel really honored, and he's going to have a beautiful home. I think he's going to be the Audio Up cat.
Oh, that's amazing! Yeah.
He is indeed, and gosh, he's beautiful. He's really beautiful.
He really is. He'll be the best studio cat because he, like I mentioned in the email, he's never met a stranger. He loves everyone, and just constantly wants affection.
So does Dennis.
Yeah, that pretty much fits me to a T.
He's going to be meeting the other studio cat, George, who is a blind tabby that we rescued here locally. So it's going to be a big feline family.
That's awesome. Well, hopefully they'll be fast friends.
Danielle, thank you so much. We are so excited. I can't wait to meet Dennis. And
yeah, of course. Let me get him back up here. He's rolling around on the floor right now.
Yeah, we'll have to do another Zoom when Dennis gets here. So you can keep tabs on his progress.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
And I'll see you Saturday at 11 a.m. in Lynchburg, Virginia.
Yes, we'll see you in little old Lynchburg on Saturday.
Thank Woo-hoo. You so much for all your help in organizing this. And, you know, we really, really appreciate it. Thank you.
After the Zoom call, everything went totally insane. The local NBC affiliate recorded the meeting of the Dennises, and the story went viral. For the next 72 hours, it was the top trending news story in America. It seemed that this cat was destined for much, much more.
Meet Dennis Quaid.
So the actor Dennis Quaid got himself a new cat. The name of the cat? Dennis
Quaid.
The cat's
name is Dennis Quaid.
Then the real Dennis Quaid found out about his namesake.
Cat named Dennis Quaid.
It has certainly sparked a lot of buzz.
The story had quickly gone viral, and there was no going back. Dennis Quaid the cat would have to be rescued, and I was going to have to fly to Washington, D.C., then drive 4 hours south to Lynchburg, Virginia to pick up the cat and bring it home. All of a sudden, this whole thing went from being very funny to very, very real. COVID was spiking again all over the country, and the idea of flying anywhere seemed like a very, very bad idea. But the genie was already out of the bottle, so we booked round-trip tickets for that Friday, and I tried to prepare myself as much as possible for what was to come. But I had no clue. So my first call was to our go-to pet vet, Dr. Ruth McPeat, who tried to at least get me prepared.
The big thing that I always tell people when they're traveling with a cat is that you do need to plan ahead. So one of the things that you're going to need to do is make sure that the airline allows pets. Most airlines do require that pets have a certified veterinary inspection, also known as a health certificate. So, and what that is basically the airline wants a veterinarian to examine the dog or cat or animal that's traveling within 10 days of the flight and certify that they're healthy enough to fly and that they're also free of infectious diseases and parasites that could spread to other animals or people. So that's really important. You need to find out from the airline that they allow pets and then find out if they do require this health certificate, which again, most US airlines do for travel on the plane.
Got it. And in terms of like what kind of carrier should I get? Like, is there anything that I can give Dennis? Like, I don't want to, not like sedatives, but like, to make him more comfortable? It's like, I have no idea what to do.
Well, great question. Yeah, the carrier is really important. And again, if you're flying, you're going to want to talk to the airline because if they do allow pets, most will have you have the animal in a carrier that's going to be fit underneath the seat in front of you. And so it needs to be an airline approved carrier. And there's certain carriers that meet that. They're, you know, they can be soft-sided or hard, but the dimensions have to fit in that space between the seat and where your feet are. So you want to always check with the airlines. They'll tell you that ahead of time. And then you can usually go to pet stores and pick up a carrier that's going to work. And again, sometimes those are soft-sided carriers or hard carriers. It's kind of your choice. The big thing I recommend once you have that carrier that fits the dimensions needed for the airline is I recommend putting in some, you know, a blanket or something kind of soft. You want to make it a cozy environment for Dennis because he's going to be traveling a long way from Virginia back to California. So you want to make sure he's got a cozy space. You want to make it inviting for him. The other thing I recommend is there are products called feline pheromones, and pheromones are basically chemical signals that cats use to communicate, and they use them to communicate that they're calm. They use them to mark their territory, but there are products available, again, called feline pheromones that are used to calm cats down, to make them feel secure and calm. And those are great to spray in the carrier on that blanket to calm him down so that he's calm and cool and collected for the long journey home.
That sounds fantastic. And then my first, I'm going to have to stay overnight with him in the hotel room. I've already cleared it with the W that I can have a pet inside, but should I let Dennis out of the carrier at night? Like, is he going to be freaked out in the hotel room?
Yeah, you are. You definitely don't want to keep him just in the carrier overnight. That's too small a space. Depending on how big the room is, what you might want to do is just leave him in the bathroom. If there's a bathroom that's big enough, what you can do is have the carrier in there, leave the door open so he has a secure place to go and hide if he wants to. And then you're going to want to put his food and water bowls in there. And then, of course, you need to get a litter box and cat litter so that he can go to the bathroom and relieve himself. But keeping him in that small space may be easier. If you let him have the whole hotel hotel room. The concern is that he's going to hide under the bed and it may be hard for you to grab him. He may be frightened. So giving him a smaller, secure space and leaving that carrier open is a good idea for that overnight time.
And then, will they go to the bathroom in the carrier? Do I need to bring like litter on the plane or anything?
Another great question. Usually they don't. I recommend lining the bottom of the carrier with a blanket. You can use pee pads that you can get. They're little doggy potty pads, also called pee pads. And you can pick those up again from any pet store. And you can put those, they're absorbent, on the bottom of the carrier and then a blanket on top. And that way, if he does have an accident on the flight or if he does have to go to the bathroom, he can do it and it's not going to leak through the carrier and cause a mess on the plane. Most animals will actually hold it. The morning of the flight, I usually recommend that, you know, you have food in the hotel room, you give him his normal meal and food the evening before. And then in the morning, I recommend providing water, but only a very small amount of food because you don't want to have him travel on a full stomach.
Yeah.
He's more likely to throw up or get nauseous. And again, you know, we want to try to minimize the fact that he's going to have a bowel movement on the plane.
And while I'm on the plane, can I take him out of the carrier and like hold him or pet him or put him on my lap?
Most airlines do not want you to do that. Again, it depends on the flight. I have definitely seen cats and dogs out of their carriers. It totally depends on the flight attendants and the flight that you have. I would recommend with a cat that you have get a harness and have a harness and leash so that if you do take them out of the carrier, either when you're going through security, if they ask you to do that, or you're on the flight and they allow you to take him out, that he does have a harness on with a leash so that he doesn't get away from you and escape.
That's my nightmare. Like I saw
yeah.
that I have to take him out at security and put the cage through. My nightmare is like this cat is going to, get out of my hands at the airport, and I'm going to have lost Dennis Quaid before I can even bring him home.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's why, again, the harness is key. So you want to definitely go to a pet store and make sure you have a harness that fits him and then have a little leash for him. And basically that way, when you take him out, he's secure so that he can't get away from you. Because remember, he's going to be scared. He's going to be terrified.
Yeah, 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 of course. Well, great. I mean, I guess the rest of this is just up to me, but I'm going to get all that stuff and I'll give you a ring when I'm back to see if we can meet up
and
we can check them out.
The other thing I recommend doing is bring a little portable water bowl with you and some treats so that on the flight you can offer him some water and some treats. And then, you know, again, if you have any problems or anything like that, definitely give me a call. For cats or dogs that we know have problems flying that get really nervous, there are medications that we can prescribe as veterinarians. But honestly, most dogs and cats do really well. So I think he's going to do great. Again, check out the feline pheromones. Make sure his carrier is comfy and cozy and that you have treats and water bowls along for the flight.
Will do. Thanks so much for all this. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Great. I can't wait to meet him.
Me too. Okay. I'll talk
all
to
right.
you soon.
Take care.
Bye.
Next up was PetSmart to hopefully pick up everything Dr. Ruth told me to get for the trip.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
I'm going to be flying with a cat this weekend.
Okay.
And I need everything possible to keep the cat comfortable and travel with it up.
I'd say it'd be more comfortable for the cat to be flying with a soft carrier.
Oh, a soft carrier?
Yeah.
Okay.
And ones that should be able to fit under the seat, so these should be guaranteed. Anything with the tag guaranteed on board should pass all of the requirements for air travel.
Okay.
And then,
are there any that you recommend in particular?
Not really. All of them are very good. I would probably say, if you want to be inexpensive, this is going to be the one to go to.
Okay.
And then I would probably recommend you probably want, a pee pad or something inside just to make sure there's no accidents.
Okay.
And then, I'd say you better spray in case the
cat gets anxious.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what about food and water and stuff like that?
That I would say you would probably only need like maybe a few snacks, and maybe you can just carry a water bottle with you. That's about.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about it.
And then I already have a cat at home. Do they each need their own litter box? Does one cat, because I know they're particular. One cat need?
I would say for the first few weeks, yes.
Okay.
Because you won't know how your cat reacts to the new cat.
Yeah.
So I would probably say, if you have, an extra spare litter box, just put it in the bathroom or something, keep them separated for a while, introduce them slowly. And then you can go from there.
And then it should have its own food and water. They don't share food and water either.
No.
Okay.
Total is $146.92.
Thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it.
Yeah, have a great day.
So fully stocked and prepared for pet plane travel and transportation, my next task was to find a hotel that took cats as well. I was going to have to spend the night in Washington before my early morning flight the next day to leave. And while hotel pet policies are quite broad these days when it comes to dogs, I went through several chains before finding one that allowed cats in particular. Finally, the W Hotel came through with flying colors.
Thank you for calling Marriott. I think I recognize this phone number. Am I speaking with James?
Yes.
If you need a minute, say, hold on.
I don't have it. I want to talk to a human being. I want to know if I can travel with
okay.
a cat.
Okay. Sorry. One last question before I transfer you.
Oh, my God.
Would you be willing to take a short...
No.
I'm having trouble...
No. No. No.
One moment while I connect you to an associate. This call may be...
Thank you for calling Marriott Reservations. Brendan speaking. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with this evening?
Hi, this is Jimmy Jelinek. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Jimmy, how can I help you?
Well, I'm interested in booking a room at the W Washington, D.C., but I'm going to be traveling with a cat, so I need to know their pet policies.
For the W Washington, D.C., okay.
Yeah.
Okay, just give me a second. That one up.
And
let's see what your pet policy is.
Pets
are welcome, it says.
And that includes cats?
Correct. It says pets are welcome.
That's
it's not specifying if it's a dog, cat, cow, horse.
All right. And what is the rate on that room for Saturday evening?
Okay. Do you just need... one bed, or do you want two beds?
It's just me and the cat, so one bed.
Oh, okay. Okay, so we'll give you a king.
The morning of my flight to Washington, COVID deaths topped 150,000.
150,000 now lost to the coronavirus in the United States in 5 months.
And Northern California was beginning to burn. The city of Kenosha became the latest site of police violence, racial protests, and unrest.
We're also following the tensions in Kenosha, Wisconsin, where the latest demonstrations have...
I landed at Washington Dulles in the afternoon and made my way to D.C. with the intent of a 4:30 a.m. wake-up to drive the 5 hours to Lynchburg, Virginia. A freelance photographer from the Washington Post would be joining me to shoot video and still photography of Dennis the Cat at the shelter.
So the cell phone is off. You may continue to use and charge your phones and other small devices.
Jared Gushtot, the CEO of Audio One, and my creative partner in crime on most of these boondoggles, suggested that I keep an audio journal of all of this because it's all so ridiculous. But I did. And here's the part where I have a panic attack at the W Hotel in the middle of the night.
I don't know what time it is. It's, 2 in D.C. I have to be up in, 3.5 hours, I'm really jet-lagged, and I'm having a little bit of a panic attack. I don't know what I'm going to do with this cat.
I mean, I'm really glad that we did this. And obviously it's everywhere. And of course it's good for bringing awareness to rescues, but Jesus Christ. Just flying today was stressful. I mean, he's always paying attention. It's like worrying if you're in a crowd, you know, just getting on the plane, getting off the plane, walking through the airport, walking in the shuttle train, and then being at the, then waiting in the rental car line, the rental car bus. I mean, all of it, you just, your interactions with people are, you know, you're always wondering, shit, am I gonna, it's one of these people infected with COVID, and I'm gonna get COVID, and then I'm gonna get COVID because I went to Washington, D.C. to pick up a cat. And then that's the really ridiculous part, is not to self-dramatize or something, like I'm going to war, but I am kind of risking my life to pick up a cat. But I don't know, I've done stranger things.
Just a few hours later, my alarm clock rang and it was time to go.
It's 5:30 in the morning. I'm so tired. How are we gonna make this drive? This photographer is meeting me from the Washington Post. She's supposed to film me while I'm driving, but fuck.
By 6 a.m., we were on the road and headed due south towards Lynchburg, Virginia. I was joined by Washington Post photographer Amanda Wassard, who was there to shoot video and still photography of the entire journey. She was a Pulitzer Award-winning war photographer who for the past several weeks had been on the front lines of the George Floyd Black Lives Matter protests, everywhere from D.C. to Tulsa. Now she was with me, covering the adoption of a cat. Despite its seeming ridiculousness in the face of more serious news, she seemed genuinely enthused to be covering something genuinely nice, without malice or even a hint of irony. Plus, there was no chance of her being tear gassed or shot with rubber bullets. We stopped halfway in the town of Lovington at a roadside fruit stand and farm called the Apple Shed. There we met owner Russ Simpson, who seemed to be the world's biggest Dennis Quaid fan.
So Quaid really gonna take care of the cat?
I'm going to take care of the cat.
Oh, okay.
But, it's going to be our studio cat. We run a company that does podcasts.
Oh, okay.
And,
you know, I'm new to all this. I don't even do Facebook.
I'm new to all of it, too, man. So
I'm just like, my thing is, if the work I've got to do on the farm.
You're better off. You don't need that shit.
I can't do that shit.
No.
I mean, I don't want to know about everybody's problems.
No.
I don't want to hear.
That's all you wind up.
I don't want to sit around and talk bullshit. If I want to sit around, it's with my guys, my buds at my camper on the farm.
Exactly.
Coors Light. We'll sit there and shoot them.
Yeah, that's.
Chew the fat.
That's the original social media, is hanging out with
that's
your
my social media.
Yeah, exactly.
That's my, you know, I'd say it's. Like,
what's the name of your
It's called the Apple Shed.
The Apple Shed?
Yeah, I'll give you one of my cards.
Thank you. And what's your name?
I'm Russ.
Hi, Russ. I'm Jimmy.
Jimmy? There you go.
I love it.
You got any peach moonshine here?
Well, I do, as a matter of fact.
I'd love to bring some home.
You would?
Yeah.
You got a container?
I don't have a container. Do
yeah,
you have a...
Sure
do you have a... I'd like to bring some... Yeah, like just a...
I don't think exactly right. It's peach, but it's just...
Actually, I don't know how I'll get that on the plane.
No, you can't.
Oh, because it's... So yeah. Flammable.
I do have a to-go cup though, if you really want it.
I don't drink. I don't drink, but my colleague Jared would probably like to
see,
try.
My son
I'm gonna have my hands full with this cat bringing any kind of glass home.
What's he doing these days? I don't see too much out. He was doing those commercials for a while.
The e-shirts commercials?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does those dog movies, you know, like A Dog's Purpose. Have you seen those?
I haven't.
Where the dog gets reincarnated.
Oh.
He's about to be in the Ronald Reagan biopic, too. He's
really?
Going to play Reagan, I guess, yeah. If production ever
He's
starts
up. What we call a shit-eating grin.
grin.
Like, we were just talking about his shit-eating grin. That's right.
Yeah, that's what he's known for. That's what
the
ladies like.
It is a shit-eating, literally the epitome of a shit-eating grin.
I'm going to get a basket of peaches from
you. Okay. You going to be able to eat all those?
I'll give them to the shelter.
Okay.
Do you want to, let me put some more.
Because I can't really bring any, I can't travel.
You can't carry something.
Well, I'm going to be with that cat, so I'm not going to be able to carry a lot. So I might just, I'll bring a gift to the shelter. Take plastic?
Oh, sure that.
Right.
$11 even.
Here you go,
boss. No problem. All right, well, good luck to you.
Thank you so much. Really, yeah, I appreciate it.
If you don't take care of that cat, we'll come out there whip his ass.
I will. I'll send him your way if he's
trouble. No, Dennis Quaid's always one of them.
Good people.
He's always been a good actor. He just plays that character that everybody likes.
Yeah, just cocky and...
Yeah, just a little bit on the arrogant smug, you know. What other movies was he in?
The Right Stuff.
Yeah, The Right Stuff. That's what I remember.
Right on. Thanks, man.
Hey,
I appreciate it. Likewise.
You.
Yeah, you take care, too. Thank you.
We said goodbye to Russ as he hung out his flag after a fierce downpour of rain and got back on the road, promising him that we'd try and stop on our way back to D.C. so he could meet the cat. 3 hours later, we were in the town of Lynchburg, Virginia, which ironically is the home of Liberty University, founded by Jerry Falwell, and was run by his son, Jerry Falwell Jr., until he was exposed recently for having three-way sex with his wife and a Miami pool boy and had to resign.
Is now speaking out about his affair with Falwell's wife, saying Falwell approved and observed the intimate relationship.
Not that it has anything to do with this story, but it was all over the news, so it was on my mind when we pulled into Lynchburg. The Humane Society sits at the other end of town with the Liberty University logo carved into the mountainside and hovers over the city ominously. Adoption coordinator Danielle Ulmer was there to greet us with the entire Lynchburg Humane Society staff, as well as a team from the NBC Roanoke affiliate. The fun was about to begin.
Here we go. Hello.
Hi.
Howdy, howdy. Thank you. I got you guys some peaches.
We
stopped at a peach stand. I don't remember what town that was, but it was good.
We have the best peaches.
So where's Dennis?
Nice to meet you.
Elbow bump. Wait to see
you ready to meet Dennis?
Yeah,
if you want to follow us, we're
waiting. Yeah, I traveled 4,000 miles, so I might as well.
Yeah.
I might as well go and see him. Okay. Yeah, you want me to slow down?
Can you tell me what we're going to do here? So he's just hanging out in our admin office where he was when we had the Zoom call. He's made himself at home there. He's probably sitting
so
at the door.
So excited.
Is he there?
No.
He has been just at the door, like, looking
just
out.
Just staring out.
He probably made himself at home on the couch. And
can I go in?
Yeah.
Let me get ahead of it here soon.
NBC had sent a news team down to the shelter. This was going to be big news in and about Roanoke. But I was there to see Dennis the cat, and he was nowhere to be found. Or perhaps he didn't want to go home.
He's been laying on the couch all morning.
I hear
a
meow.
Dennis!
I
think he's did he finally jump up there, man?
You know what? I'm going to call his
office. Where's Mr.
Here you are!
Oh, there he is.
I picked him up and immediately fell in love with this cat. He was special. Next up, I called Dennis again so the two Dennises could FaceTime one another and Dennis the cat could meet Dennis the human. We could capture this all on NBC local news and just maybe the world would be a better place because the Dennises were finally united.
Hey, ma'am. I'm with your namesake. Hey, Dennis, come here. Dennis Quaid. Meet Dennis Quaid. We already met him, but I'm with him, ma'am. Oh, it's early there. I'm sorry, Dennis. I just realized it's only 9 a.m. Hang on, buddy. Hang on. you say hi? Dennis, say hi to Dennis.
I think I surprised Dennis. He was still half asleep and was only meowing at Dennis the cat.
Yeah, he has multi-species communication capabilities. All right, buddy. All right. Yeah, I'll talk to you a little bit. Thanks, buddy. Bye.
So going back in half an hour.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. It's quite a facility you guys have here.
Thank you. We're our fifth year in. You can see everything's starting to break. Our ceilings have some little drips, but the community raised the money to build this 5 years ago. And before that, we were in like a cement kind of old school facility. And since we've been in here, we've been able to bring in at least 4,000 animals a year.
How many, what's the capacity for you guys? How many dogs and how many cats?
So we can have about, like, when we're really full, we have about 200 dogs is, like, packed full. And how many cats, Daniel? We've been up to,
oh my goodness.
We've had up to probably 500 cats. But the good thing is that we have, right now, we have 300 cats in foster homes right now, and then about 300 in our building.
In our actual facility, yeah.
So we care for, overall, about 800 animals at a time.
Is there ever a group meow? Like, do you ever get in there?
If you put some catnip on the ground, then they all start going
in the cat room.
I might have to record that. I might have to hear the group meow.
Yeah, we'd love for you to see some of our...
Yeah,
you just want to see some like of our group cat rooms. We have 7 kitten rooms now where the kittens are just running around loose.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
For some paperwork on Dennis's adoption and what kind of medical screen he got.
So what I can do for you, Jimmy, is I can send a link to your phone. It's going to pop up via text.
Okay.
You click on that. That way you can e-sign and not have to touch your laptop and type in your card.
Okay. Hi, Dennis. He's already taking this. You smell yourself? Hi, buddy. Yeah, you and I are going to be spending a lot of time together. A lot of time. Hey, fella.
I think he's good with that.
Yeah, I just came. What's felv? Feline.
So I'd say he's negative for that.
Is that's something that cats get, right?
Yeah, so it's kind of like an autoimmune disease. So it can cause them to get really sick really often. They just aren't able to fight off illnesses quickly, so we test all of our cats for that before.
And how do they get it? Is it something that stray cats get? Like, is it community spread?
It's very possible. Cats that are like community cats or outdoor cats are much more susceptible to it. And it's spread to other cats through saliva. So whenever we do have FELV positive cats, we keep them in a separate room. So they usually have to be adopted out as single cats.
And is there a cure for that?
Not yet, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And does it shorten their lifespan?
It usually does. About 2 to 3 years is all they have after being diagnosed.
Has all the stems been here?
He's been physically with us for about 60 days, but before that he was at another shelter where he was at risk for euthanasia.
He was on death row, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now you're going to live the good life, buddy.
Hollywood, sweetheart.
As I filled out the mountain of paperwork to take Dennis home, on the plane and ultimately across the country, Danielle told me about how she thought we were trolling the Humane Society at first about Dennis Quaid.
I was actually driving back from Ohio and my team lead called me and she's like, you need to check your email right now. And I was like, what? And she goes, Dennis Quaid. And I was like, the cat, what's going on with him? And then I read that and I was like, oh my gosh, there's no way. So I started like Googling all of your information. I was like, all right, pet show podcast. And then I was like, okay, well, it seems legit. Let's just give it a shot. I was like, if we're getting pranked, at least it'll be funny.
Yeah, so that's why I called them. I was like, because I figured like there's no way they're gonna believe us. It's like,
yeah.
Like that's like I need to like get like a hold of somebody. That was great. All right, transaction was processed successfully. See
awesome.
Staff member for final steps. Dennis, you're
legit.
You're a baby now.
This is my cat's favorite toy. so we're gifting you to you guys one of them.
Oh, thank
it's
you.
It's like a catnip pinned in the burrito, usually.
That's why you thought
that. I actually thought it was a burrito. So I was like, are you giving me like Chipotle?
Yeah.
All right.
After about an hour, we'd filled out all the necessary paperwork, toured the facility, hung out with Dennis the cat and the volunteer handlers, and even called Dennis the human for a FaceTime. It was time to get back on the road and head home with Dennis the cat.
All right, can you guys, will you show me the best way to do this? Should I keep the toy in here for him?
Yeah.
Okay, hi Dennis. All right, buddy. He's got enough room to move around.
So, I think the best way to do it is just hook.
Yeah, like a Band-Aid. Okay, all right. Hey, buddy. All right. Precious cargo on board.
Yeah. Exciting.
Hi, Dennis.
Okay, and you got.
I've got some. Oh,
you got all his little toys and things.
I should have done the pheromone spray before he got in here. Right? He'll be okay.
I think
you saved that for the.
Thank you guys so much for everything.
Thank you guys.
No, please.
I'm so glad it all worked out.
This is so much. This has been really, really fun. Really appreciate it. I kind of love Nicole Kidman. I'm kind of in love with her.
Especially that she's a little.
She's big. Is she a little heavy set? Yeah.
I think she let herself go in quarantine.
That's fine. I got a thing for not me personally, but like I like big cats.
Can
we get
your
thing? Oh, yeah, sure.
We'll change the number.
Do you want to explain what I'm doing here for the microphone?
Sure. So this is our adoption banner, and every time a new pet is adopted, we change the number. It's the number of pets that have been adopted since January. So Dennis Quaid is 1,381 pets adopted at the Lynchburg Humane Society.
Yay, oh, it's this way. I keep getting turned around. Okay.
On the way out the door, Dennis encountered some of his first real fans.
Yeah, it's Dennis Quaid, the cat.
Can I get a picture?
Yeah. Have you guys heard about the Dennis Quaid, the cat story?
Yeah, of course we have.
Yep. Fantastic. Yeah, we're taking them home right now. Driving back to Washington. We're driving to Washington now, and then I'm flying back to Los Angeles with them in the morning.
I saw a couple months ago, and I was like, Mom, can we adopt this one? He's so cute.
He's a nice kid.
That's awesome. He'll have a great life.
I expect he will. Probably much better than mine. Exactly. Yeah. Please go ahead. No problem. Yeah. You guys have a really nice day.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care. Yeah. It's nice to meet you guys. Take care. Bye bye. Thank you. Thank you. Sorry, Dennis. I just backed him a little bit. All right. Ready, dude?
All right, see you guys. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you, Danielle, for everything, really.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Are you all right, dude? He's getting better.
And after about 6,000 goodbyes, it was time to get back on the road.
No. He's quiet. Hang on one second. Hello?
Buddy, how's Dennis Quaid?
Wait, hang on one sec. Dennis Quaid is in the back seat right now. He's doing so good. You want to say hi, Jared?
Hi, Dennis Quaid, the cat. How you doing?
He looks like he's having a bit of a snooze right now.
He's ready to go to the Walk of Fame and go see the star when he gets to LA.
Dennis, are you ready to go to the Walk of Fame? He's getting acclimated to his carrier. On our way out, there were all these young kids and families that are like, "Is that Dennis Quaid the cat?" And
awesome.
And they stopped us and took pictures, and they were like, "I can't believe I just met Dennis Quaid the cat."
Oh my God, he needs his own Instagram, and he needs his own. By the way, you know what Dennis Quaid the cat needs? He needs a book deal. There needs to be a children's book. We're gonna go all Hollywood with Dennis Quaid the cat.
Full on, yeah. That's what I told the news affiliate, that we already have an agent lined up for him and an assistant, and he's going to live a life of total leisure.
That's amazing. I'm so excited to meet him.
Yeah, he's a good dude. It was kind of eerie how he took to me.
He's gonna be cool on the flight.
Yeah, he's pretty chill right now. He was fine getting in the carrier, and like when I went up to him in the room, he walked. He basically like leapt in my arms. He was like licking my face.
That's amazing. Have you spoken to the Dennis Quaid this morning?
Yeah, I introduced him to his cat via FaceTime, and the news affiliate filmed us talking with the cat. So I got all that for them, and that's probably going to air on Monday.
That's amazing. Well, dude, mission phase one, saving Dennis Quaid.
Accomplished.
Now all you gotta do is get him on a plane and get him set up with a great lifestyle in LA.
He's totally chill. It's gonna be pretty funny in my hotel room tonight, like when he makes a duty in the W.
Nah. Well, dude, drive safe, man. My kids are going wild here. I'm gonna go.
All right, bro. Home. All right. Love you. Oh, good. And I texted Dan all the photos for social media if he wants to post, like, because those pictures really look like, you know, when your wife gives birth and you're holding your son for the first time?
That's so funny, dude.
Yeah.
All right, well, dude, hit me when you get back to the hotel.
All right, homie. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Nearly 11 hours after we left the hotel, I returned back to the W with Dennis to spend the night before another early wake-up, and then the long flight back to Los Angeles. But the moment I let him out of the crate, he proceeded to hide in a hole in the bed, and I was forced to lure him out by opening cans of Fancy Feast one after the other. I honestly thought he'd disappeared before we could even get him home. I'd lost Dennis the cat in a hotel. But I got him out, and we watched The Last Dance together about Michael Jordan and the Bulls' final championship season on Netflix. I don't know why I remember that. It's one of those weird details I don't think I'll ever forget. And like the previous morning, waking up that Sunday was excruciating.
Okay, 4:42 a.m. Dennis Quaid, time for us to go home. Back to Los Angeles. All right, I gotta get all this packed up. We gotta return the rental car. And then do our thing. This room is a mess. I don't know. I think I should clean up the litter box. I think I'm gonna charge me a room fee. I don't know what to do. I'm not cleaning up the litter box. There's no fucking way. Okay. You were such a good traveler yesterday. I hope that you're good today. This pheromone spray. Proven effective in 9 out of 10 cats for scratching and urine spraying. Help fat, help fats.
helps cats feel secure and comfortable. Directions. Yeah, hi, bud. Keep out of the reach of children, flammable, eye irritant. What are the directions? Do not smoke during use.
So I put Dennis in the crate, got in the rental car, and drove to the airport. By the time I got there, he was not happy, and he was meowing up a storm in the elevator.
I know. We're just in the elevator now, okay, buddy? I'm gonna go check in. I'm gonna take a peek at you.
The airport was hot and not at all cat-friendly, but people kept recognizing Dennis the cat, and they loved him.
Oh my God. Okay.
We have two cats.
Pardon?
We have two cats.
You have two cats?
And they are heartbroken at home, because they know when we are departing. Who is she or he?
His name is Dennis.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Dennis is going back to Los Angeles now. Yeah, thank you. He's not too happy with me right now, but...
Yeah, I know.
Once he's a good traveler, though. Once he gets on the plane, he'll be okay. Hi.
Hi.
I'm booked on your...
Where are you flying to?
Los Angeles.
Okay, the 7 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay, passport?
Wait,
just Los Angeles you're going?
Yeah.
Okay.
And...
How many bags?
No bags. I have my cat with me, so
okay.
That's all. That should
no
be
problem.
On my ticket.
Okay.
We'll pay for that.
Okay.
That's your way, Dennis. You're a good boy.
$125 for the bed.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. And no bags.
No bags.
Okay.
It's a long walk from
the park. I got. Yeah, everybody is like. Okay. This is your boarding pass, Mr. James.
Okay. And you have a receipt?
Yes, me. Because the gate is going to ask you. This is what you're paying me for the pet, okay?
Okay?
I need to see the weight of the pet here, and that's it. It's a nice, yeah. It's a cat?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
His name's Dennis.
Excellent. Okay.
Thank
you're all set,
you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Enjoy your flight. The gate is that way, 32.
32?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
So after a few tense moments in security where I had to take Dennis out of the carrier, we were finally on the plane, in the air, and headed for home. This may have been the end of the journey, but it was only the beginning of the adventure. Only at Saving Dennis Quaid, brought to you by Audio Up Media, written, produced, and hosted by me, Jimmy Jelinek, with executive producer Jared Gustat, editing and sound design by Tyler Dorson. We'll talk to you later.